Welcome to your deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at storage, semiconductors, and networking news from late February 2025. We got some listener-submitted articles and some things I found that I thought you might find interesting. We've got everything from data centers on the moon to the race for insanely dense storage. Plus, we'll be touching on some updates that might actually impact your home network.
Awesome.
My goal is to make sure that you understand not just what happened, but why it matters to a tech enthusiast like you.
It's a pretty exciting time to be following this space, for sure. Lots of really innovative developments happening right now.
Yeah, let's jump right in with something. That sounds like it's straight out of science fiction. A data center on the moon.
It is pretty wild, right? Phison has partnered with Lone Star to send enterprise-grade SSDs to the moon on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. They actually launched on February 27th. And the lunar landing is expected on March 4th. What's really interesting here is that this isn't just a publicity stunt. The goal is to create a resilient data center that can safeguard critical information against any threats that might arise here on Earth.
So if something catastrophic were to happen down here, our data would be safe and sound up on the moon.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
And it's not as simple as just launching some hard drives into space.
Right.
Phison had to overcome some serious engineering challenges to make this happen. For example, they had to figure out how to protect the data from the intense radiation in space.
Oh, wow.
They also had to make sure the drives could withstand extreme temperature swings and the vibration during landing.
So it's not just your average external hard drive they send up there. What kind of information is so valuable that it needs this level of protection? And what does this mean for the future of space exploration?
Well, think about all the critical data we generate here on Earth. Scientific research, historical records, cultural artifacts. It's not hard to imagine wanting to preserve that information in the safest place possible. As for space exploration, this could be a game changer. Imagine having access to a vast library of data stored securely on the moon, accessible to researchers and explorers throughout the solar system.
It really makes you think about the future of data storage,
right?
And the possibilities that space exploration opens up. Okay, now let's touch back down here on Earth, literally. I know you sent in some articles about Unraid.
Yes.
And it looks like version 7.0.1 just dropped.
And this release is all about security and stability, kind of like those lunar SSDs built last.
I see they're focusing heavily on fixing vulnerabilities, especially with the Tailscale integration. For those who might not know, Tailscale lets you create your own private networks, right?
It's a great tool. For anyone who's into DIY home servers and networking, this update addresses some key security concerns that could have made those networks vulnerable.
So for someone like me who actually uses Unraid at home, what else is there to be excited about in this update?
Well, they've also tackled some issues with the mover, which is a key feature for managing storage on your Unraid server. They've also addressed some VM quirks and improved hardware support, all things that can make your home server experience a lot smoother.
It's great to see that they're really focused on making the user experience better. It's like those little quality of life improvements that can make a big difference in your day-to-day use. Speaking of things that make a big difference, let's shift gears and talk about something that could revolutionize the future of storage itself. The race to 1,000-layer NAND.
Yes, the pursuit of ultimate density. Samsung is aiming to hit this milestone by 2030, and they're already making serious moves in that direction. They're about to start mass production of 400-layer NAND, and their 10th-gen V10 NAND is slated to come out in 2025.
1,000 layers. That's almost hard to fathom. But I have to admit, I don't fully understand what that means for me as a consumer. Help me wrap my head around this. Why should I care about more layers in my storage devices?
Okay, imagine storage is like a skyscraper.
Okay.
Each layer in a NAND chip is like a floor in that skyscraper. More layers mean you can fit more apartments. That is data. In the same amount of space. This leads to cheaper rent, or in our case, a lower price per gigabyte. So basically, more layers equal more storage, lower costs, and a better experience for everyone.
Okay, that analogy makes sense. So we're talking about a future where our devices can hold mind-boggling amounts of data, all at a fraction of the cost.
It is.
That's pretty amazing.
And Samsung isn't the only player in this game. Kioxia, their competitor, is actually aiming to hit 1,000 layers even sooner, by 2027.
Wow.
To achieve these crazy densities, Samsung is using a new multi-bit vertical design, which basically means they're stacking wafers on top of each other. It's some seriously impressive engineering.
It's amazing to think about what we'll be able to do with all that storage. What will our phones be capable of a decade from now? If this trend continues, it's exciting and a little bit mind-blowing at the same time. But while some companies are focused on packing more data into smaller spaces, others are taking a different approach. Western Digital, for example, just completed the separation of their Slash business and are now doubling down on something. That might seem a bit counterintuitive in the age of SSDs. Hard disk drives.
Really? I thought hard disk drives are going the way of the dinosaur.
It's true that SSDs are becoming increasingly popular, and for good reason. They're much faster and more durable than HDDs. But hard disk drives still have a major advantage when it comes to bulk storage.
So while Samsung is chasing density, WD is betting on making those spinning disks even more cost-effective.
Exactly. And for you, the consumer, this means you'll have even more choices. When it comes to storage solutions, if you need blazing fast speeds, SSDs are the way to go. But if you need massive amounts of storage at a lower price point, hard disk drives are still a viable option.
WD is betting that this choice will be important for years to come.
It seems like we're seeing two different approaches to innovation here, both pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the world of storage. It's like the difference between a high-performance sports car and a reliable workhorse truck.
That's a great analogy. And speaking of different approaches, this new AOSTAR WTR Pro we're about to talk about is a great example of that. It's a mini PC that's got some serious NAS ambitions.
Like those lunar SSDs versus something
exactly.
You might use in your home office, right?
And it highlights the incredible range of innovation happening in the tech world right now.
Okay, so tell me more about this AOSTAR WTR Pro. I'm always curious about new NAS devices, especially ones that are geared towards home users like me.
Well, this one just got updated with the Intel N150 CPU. It's known for being power efficient, which is perfect for a home server that's running 24/7. And it's still powerful enough to handle the typical task you'd throw at a home NAS.
Power efficiency is definitely a plus. When you're thinking about running a server at home, what about storage capacity?
It boasts 4 drive bays for all your hard drives. And it even has a dedicated slot for an SSD if you want to add some extra speed to the mix. Plus, it comes with a 2.5 GBE LAN port, which is perfect for faster file transfers and streaming within your home network. It's really hitting that sweet spot for home users who are serious about their data and want something that's both powerful and user-friendly.
All those features sound great, but I'm guessing this isn't something you'd recommend for someone who's just starting out with home networking, right?
You're right. It's probably a bit more advanced than what a beginner would need. But for someone like you, who already has some experience with home servers and networking, it could be a great option. It's definitely worth checking out if you're looking to upgrade your current setup.
I appreciate the insight. I'll definitely have to do some more research on that one. Before we move on, there were a few other news items I wanted to touch on. Smaller updates that caught my eye. Kind of like those quick hits you see at the end of a news segment.
Sounds good to me. What did you find?
Well, first up, QNAP just released a new multi-gigabit switch, and the price point is surprisingly affordable.
That's a big deal for home users. We're finally starting to see faster internet speeds becoming more common. But sometimes the bottleneck is actually your home network. This new switch could help eliminate that problem and allow people to take full advantage of their faster internet connections.
Exactly. No more frustrating lag. When you're trying to download large files or stream 4K video, I also came across some news about a new Realtek USB 4 hub controller. This thing supports speeds up to 40 Gbps. Which is crazy fast.
It's incredible how fast data transfer speeds are getting these days.
Yeah.
But what's really important about this hub controller is that it's compatible with Thunderbolt. This means you can connect a wider range of devices and get the full benefit of those blazing fast speeds.
It sounds like a must-have for anyone who needs to transfer large files quickly, like video editors or photographers. Oh, and one more thing before I forget. TerraMaster released an update to their TOS operating system. It's mostly bug fixes this time around, but there are a couple of improvements that I thought were worth mentioning.
I'm always happy to hear about bug fixes. Sometimes those are the updates that make the biggest difference in terms of user experience. What stood out to you?
They addressed some issues with file sharing and remote access. Two things that I know can be frustrating for users when they're not working smoothly.
It definitely shows a commitment to their users and a desire to make their products the best they can be. It's those little details that can really make a difference in how you feel about a product.
Absolutely. Okay, now for one last deep dive before we wrap up, I saved the best for last, the Samsung 9100 PRO SSD. This thing is an absolute speed demon. It boasts read speeds of up to 14,800 megabits, which is twice as fast as its predecessor. And they're even offering an 8 TB capacity option. which is insane.
It's mind-blowing how fast SSD technology is advancing. But I'm curious, with all of these impressive speed numbers being thrown around, what does that actually mean for someone in their day-to-day use?
That's a good question. It's easy to get caught up in the hype of bigger numbers, but sometimes I wonder how much of a difference it actually makes in the real world. Help me understand how this translates into a better experience for the average user.
Think about it this way. Imagine you're trying to transfer a massive video file from your camera to your computer. With this new SSD, that transfer would be completed in a fraction of the time it would take. With a traditional hard drive, or even an older SSD, the same goes for loading games, booting up your computer, or opening large applications. Everything just feels snappier and more responsive.
Okay, I'm starting to see how those speed improvements can really add up to a much smoother and more enjoyable experience.
And it's not just about speed. This drive is also incredibly efficient, thanks to its 5mm controller. They're even offering a heat sink option for users who push their drives to the limit, like gamers or video editors. Plus, they have their Magician software, which makes managing your SSD super easy.
So we're talking about a drive that's fast, efficient, and user-friendly. It sounds like the ultimate storage solution.
It's definitely a top contender, that's for sure. It's worth noting that this SSD is using the most advanced NAND technology available today. Remember those 1,000-layer chips we talked about earlier? Those are still a few years off. But this SSD gives you a glimpse of what's possible with current technology.
It's amazing to see how far storage technology has come in such a short time. From those rugged SSDs being sent to the moon to these lightning-fast consumer drives, it's clear that innovation is happening at an incredible pace. What stands out to you the most from all the news we've discussed today?
It's hard to choose just one thing. But I think what's most exciting is seeing how these advancements are impacting every aspect of our lives, from the way we store and access our data to the way we explore space. The possibilities seem endless.
I know what you mean. It's hard not to get swept up in the excitement of it all. For me, I think what really captured my attention was the Lunar Data Center project. Sending a data center to the moon, it sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. It really makes you think about how far we've come and the incredible potential of technology.
Absolutely. It's a powerful reminder that the future is being written right now, and it's full of possibilities we can barely even imagine.
It's almost overwhelming to think about, but in a good way. So if we were to step back and look at the bigger picture, what are the key takeaways from all this news?
Well, I think one clear trend is the relentless pursuit of density in storage technology. Whether it's Samsung pushing the boundaries of NAND with those 1,000-layer chips, or WD finding ways to make hard disk drives even more cost-effective, the focus is on squeezing more and more data into smaller and smaller spaces.
And it's not just about cramming in more data. It's about making that data accessible and usable. We talked about the speed advancements in SSDs, but we also saw how networking technology is evolving to keep pace. Like that affordable multi-gigabit switch from QNAP, that's a game changer for home users who want to take full advantage of their faster internet connections.
Exactly. And as data transfer speeds continue to increase, it raises an interesting question. Will we, the users, become the bottleneck?
What do you mean?
Think about it. With storage getting so cheap and fast, we're going to be generating and consuming more data than ever before. But are we prepared to manage and utilize all of this data effectively? Or will we be drowning in a sea of information, unable to make sense of it all?
That's a really thought-provoking question. It's not just about the technology itself, but about how we adapt and evolve alongside it.
Precisely. And that's something to keep in mind as you continue to explore the ever-changing world of technology.
It's definitely something I'll be thinking about. Thanks for taking this deep dive with me. I always learn so much from our conversations.
The pleasure is all mine. And for those of you listening who want to dive deeper into any of the topics we discussed today, you'll find links to all the sources in the show notes.
So go ahead and explore, and until next time, keep those curiosity circuits firing.